Welcome to Eretz Pod, the official podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timely reflections on the Parsha and timeless Torah insights. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you. And we hope you enjoy this episode.
Okay. Revi'i of this week's Parsha. Revi'i and Chamishi are 10 psukim, which over the course of history have been called Parshat HaTshuva. We'll see in a second what that means. But it could very well be that because of these 10 psukim that we will be reading this week, that our minhag, meaning everyone's minhag, in Klal Yisrael, that's a lot of people, for untold generations, minhag is to read Parshat Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah, year in, year out, never fails. Parshat Nitzavim always is read before Rosh Hashanah, even though, and here I want to stress something, even though when you read the Gemara and Megillah, the impression that you get is that we shouldn't be reading Parshat Nitzavim, but rather we should be reading Parshat Ki Tavo. There it says that the Tochacha should precede Rosh Hashanah. But yet we read Parshat Nitzavim. And I want to argue that these 10 psukim, this Parshat Tshuva, which, if you want to incorporate that Gemara that I just mentioned, really is the fitting summary and touchstone for the end of the Tochacha. If you look at the last pasuk of the Tochacha, it leaves you basically hanging. You're sent in ships to Egypt, the Torah says, and you don't return. That's the end. This is really the end, if you will, of the Tochacha. And here, I'm going to also add something which is not normally mentioned, but I think it has some relevance. It's only a remez. It's not even a remez. It's just something which is cute. Okay? There are 5,845 psukim in the Torah. In Revi'i, we're going to be reading the 5,708th of those psukim. Tashach. That pasuk is the following. By the way, Tashach, does anyone know what the importance of Tashach is? It's 1948. And what's the pasuk which is 1948? And I guess 1949. Vishav Hashem Elokecha et Shvutcha v'richamecha. God will return, bring back those people who are returning and to have mercy on you. Vishav, and he will return. V'kibetzcha mikol ha'amim asher hefitzcha Hashem Elokecha shama. And he will go and bring you back from all of the nations that you have been scattered throughout. Im yiyeh nidachacha b'kitzei hashamayim. This is 1949 now. Im yiyeh nidachacha b'kitzei hashamayim. Misham yikabetzcha Hashem Elokecha o misham yikachecha. And if you are scattered the farthest place in the world, from there God will bring you, and from there he will take you. This is a fitting ending for the Tochacha. It's going to culminate in what we're going to read in Chamishi of Umal Hashem Elkecha Levavcha. God will somehow circumcise your hearts. There's going to be a change. The term Shvut, Shav, is repeated over and over again. All of this is within these psukim. And yet, there's something which is problematic. And it's something which is pointed out by Parshanim throughout the generations. If you want, you can see we have it in English as well, in the Perush of the Akedat Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Arma, who was writing at the end of the Jewish presence in Spain. He lived and experienced the expulsion from Spain. He and the Abarbanel were the two leading lights of that generation. And he points out, but others do as well, and you don't even need anyone to point it out. You're not going to read the psukim now because of the time, but when you read through the psukim, you see it's not simple. In other words, you would expect, and this is how it's frequently presented in Nevi'im, that there's sin, there's fall, there is repentance, there is redemption. It's a very relatively simple type of equation. And here, that equation is all muddled. You start with Vahashevota elevavecha b'chol agoyim, you'll begin to have some kind of stirring, of return. Vishavta Hashem Elokecha, and you'll respond to God. Vishamata b'cholo, and you'll listen. And then God responds to you. Vishav Hashem Elokecha et shvutcha v'richamecha, the pasuk that I read before. And then you have it again. And then, having said that, there is... This is a pasuk in next week, in the, tomorrow's aliyah. Atata shuv v'shamata b'kol Hashem Elokecha, and then you'll respond again and do the mitzvot. What do you mean? I just did them. It implies that there was regression. It implies that it's a process. It's not clear. Take a look at the Mefarshim. Is this a promise that this is going to happen? Is this conditional? That's how the Geula is going to happen. Is there a mitzvah to do tshuva? Even in understanding what the tshuva is? Ambiguity. And you can read it into any of these psukim. You can look at it as saying, this is the mitzvah, vishavta. You have to do the tshuva. Or you could just say, vishavta, and that's what will happen. There are so many different interpretations that you have to say that the Torah wanted it to be messy. The Torah wanted there to be multiple interpretations. It's not an either or, it's an all. And I mentioned the historical, what we're living through, 70, 75 years later, it's still a process. It's still something which takes time. There's still steps forward and steps backwards on the personal level, on the communal level, on the national level. When we talk about tshuva, and maybe that's why we really read it right before Rosh Hashanah, when we talk about tshuva, we have to understand that tshuva is something which is a long process which takes a lifetime for each one of us, and perhaps epics, long historical processes when we're talking about Am Yisrael as a whole. And that could be frustrating. We all want to have a simple storyline. We all want to have a clear direction. But that's not what life is. Life is a constant process of tshuva. Life is a constant process of looking ahead towards what our goals should be, striving to them, moving forward two steps, and occasionally falling back a step, and then getting back at it and doing better the next time. There's a haftacha in this aliyah. The haftacha is that eventually, umal Hashem et levavcha, eventually there'll be a breakthrough. But the process there takes time. The process there is a process. It's not a simple act. Rabotai, we are in this process in Elul. We are going to be continuing the process in the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and it's going to culminate on Yom Kippur. But it won't finish, even if it culminates. It'll start up again the very next day. You know, I'll just close with the following observation. Right after Ni'ilah, right after that crescendo, we'll blow the shofar, we'll dance, and then we'll say, because if you ever think that you ever reach the point where you don't have to say Vahu Rachum, so then you really have to say Vahu Rachum. Have a wonderful day.
That concludes our podcast. Please consider supporting us. You can sponsor and dedicate a podcast by visiting our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. If you enjoy our content, leave us a good rating or a kind review on your podcast platform. It will help others to find us. And thank you for learning with us.